a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, blue sky, 94 degrees. KSL's top story. The Salt Lake Police Association is pretty mad at Mayor Erin Mendenhall and her recent executive order. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce explains why.
Officer John Patisi Manu's upset with the changes on when officers can use deadly force, feeling it's a misunderstanding of what they do and dangerous.
While the mayor may direct changes to policy, to police policy, she may not set aside Utah law or an officer's individual right to protect themselves or others when threatened with force.
During today's news conference outside the public safety building, officers also rejected that there's systemic racism in the department, saying their own employers have castigated them in the news without fact or justification, though they will still give input on policy changes. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:31, a shooting outside the White House briefly interrupted the president's news conference. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a Secret Service agent whisking the president away when the incident occurred outside the White House compound. But the president returned within 5 minutes to explain what happened.
There was a shooting outside of the White House and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for their always quick and very effective work.
One man was shot and is in critical condition. The president didn't have any more information about the suspect's motive or whether he had made any threats. Cleanup is underway in one of Chicago's busiest shopping districts. Misinformation about an officer-involved shooting is getting the blame. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says police and community leaders must work together to stop the violence that she says is plaguing the nation.
I'm sure I, like many people, are heartbroken, angry, confused as to how we find ourselves here.
At least two people were shot, more than a dozen police officers injured, and more than 100 people arrested after the overnight looting. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is calling out some Jersey Shore bars that not only allowed their establishments to be packed over the weekend, but had long lines of maskless patrons waiting to get in.
This is not a game. Standing around maskless in a crowd outside a bar is just as big a knucklehead move as standing around maskless inside one.
Murphy is threatening to close down bars that do not follow restrictions. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:32. Utah's 7-day rolling average for new COVID cases is going down.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
Todd Fuchs has the latest.
Jeff, Utah is confirming 263 new cases of coronavirus this afternoon, as well as 9 new deaths. The state says the 7-day average of new cases is now at 400 per day, and the average positivity rate now at 8.9%. The number of new cases in Utah hasn't been below 300 since early June. A veterans care facility at the center of a deadly COVID-19 outbreak earlier this year has reportedly been cleared of any new cases of the virus. However, some veterans advocates say there still needs to be more veterans homes in Salt Lake County. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with more.
The Utah Department of Veterans and Military Affairs issued a statement on the status of the William E. Christofferson Salt Lake Veterans Home. It reads in part, "While this outbreak is over, the battle is not. COVID-19 will continue to be a very real and insidious threat for the foreseeable future," end quote. Former Veterans Affairs Director Terry Scow says every single veterans home in the state is full, and some of them have a waiting list of a year or longer.
Officials say 51 residents of the Christofferson Salt Lake home tested positive for COVID-19. 13 died.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Utah has had 1,000 wildfires so far this season, compared to just over 500 a year ago. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
The hot, dry weather this summer has contributed to the high wildfire numbers this year. Caitlin Webb with Utah's Department of Natural Resources says 75% of these wildfires are human-caused.
We've had a lot of roadside starts this year, target shooting, debris burning, campfires.
The Wasatch Cache National Forest says it's finding 20 to 40 campfires every week that have been abandoned without being completely extinguished. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
And fire worries are prompting the Division of Wildlife Resources to ban target shooting on more than a dozen and a half wildlife management areas in the state. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke.
Already this year, they say there have been several problems, like a wildfire sparked near Richmond by a 50-caliber round striking a metal target, and a bullet ricochet that started the 400-plus-acre Big Hollow Fire near Wallsburg. In all, the state manages 17 wildlife areas. Open campfires are already banned there.
The state says the bans are temporary, and they'll continue to monitor the situation. Almost half of Utahns say elections should end in a runoff if the winner didn't get a majority of the vote. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
49% say the law should change to include a runoff election in races where there's no majority winner. 25% say it shouldn't, and 26% didn't know. That's according to a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute poll. It comes as the most recent Republican primary for governor saw Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox beat out three other candidates and earning 36% of the vote. Utah law allows candidates two ways to advance to a primary, making it possible there are several candidates on the ballot in any given race. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:36.
So, Ricky, the tail end of the rush, how do we look?
Not too bad, but we do have a problem in Midvale. It's a crash northbound I-15 prior to 7200 South. Now, it is out of traffic on the right shoulder, but it just doesn't take much to jam up delays in that area, so the backups are almost back to the Southtown Mall in Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, some dinner advice. Don't have onions tonight.
Okay.
No onions.
Sounds good.
Did you throw them out?
But I'm going to.
You're supposed to. There's the salmonella scare. We had to throw out bunches of onions this weekend.
And they're not good if you're planning on kissing your loved ones either.
Okay, that's a very, very important point. Thanks a lot, Ricky. We have more food news coming up. You're going to find out what happens when automotive engineers redesign the chocolate chip cookie. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.